That last song that you listened to was The Fez by Steely Dan off of my preferred album of theirs, The Royal Scam. In the studio with me, I have a very, very special guest. A person that I've known since the first few days of my freshman year here at Tufts. And it's so funny because now we're going into our junior year and we're all old. But anyways, with me is Nicolas Cordova.
Hello, everybody.
Introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Nicolas Cordova, and yeah, I'm very excited to be here. It was very, very like random decision. I saw Colin's Instagram story like a half hour ago, and I was like, "Can I join?" And he was like, "Sure."
Of course you can. I'm always very welcome to having guests on the show. So even you out there, if you are so inclined, ask. You never know. By the way, this is Colin and Nick, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have to say that every single show, Nick. So
I got it.
Little FCC.
Anyways, you gotta know who we are, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, Nick, what are you studying? You know, all that jazz.
Oof. So I'm currently studying biology on the pre-medical track.
Yes.
You know, here at Tufts, trying to be a doctor. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Made it through 2 years already. So
exactly, you're in too deep.
Right. Yeah, I can't give up now.
So, So I. If you actually, PSA time. Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay, so firearm safety PSA. 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule number 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule number 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule number 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So this was inspired by a recent anti-gun talk
that I had
with a close friend of mine.
Okay.
Yes, we are anti-guns, guys.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's what inspired me to... And also, you know, it was the very last minute.
Of course. I mean, it was a good PSA. Great job.
Yes, anti-gun, guys. Please don't.
So... it's a cliche, but I do this every single show. Nick, what have you been listening to, and just overall, what have you been up to, really?
Oh my God, so I've recently been listening to the new Rauw Alejandro album. For all my Latinos out there, you know. I think it's such a good album, like, it's amazing. Like, I don't know if it's better than, Saturno, the one before this one, but I think this one definitely set the vibes for the summer, especially in 2023, just because last year we had Bad Bunny with Un Verano Sin Ti. So I think that this one is a very different vibe, and yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully he announces a new tour this summer. So I've been...
You saw him, right?
I did not, unfortunately.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry to kill the mood. Anyways.
No, it's okay. I really want to see him again, though.
Okay. Good.
Not again, but like, I definitely want to see him. Yeah.
And what have you been up to? What, any fun things happen in your life recently?
No, I just be here at Tufts, you know.
You be here at Tufts.
Yeah, I'm currently volunteering at Harvard Homeless Shelter.
That's cool.
That a couple times a week, but yeah, I'm just here living in SoGo. Having a fun time.
I'll be seeing you there soon.
I guess. We will. We're gonna be living in the same dorm, so
Opposite sides, I guess. Like low key, isn't that how it works? Like I'm like one building, you're the other, but fourth and fifth floors, regardless. So
yes,
duplex. Yes. You know, it's nice
on opposite sides.
Mm-hmm. But you went to Philly the other day.
I did go to Philly. Shout out to Amar, who's listening to us right now.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in.
And Philly was great. Like, I have a friend there who's doing research at UPenn. The school is beautiful. I really like everything that they have. Like, we went to the Children's Hospital, which is right there, and it's so cute. Guess what? Like, on the elevator, once you go up the floors, there's like a little a voice of a little kid telling you floor one, like parking level. Yeah,
it's so cute.
It's really cute. Yeah, the school is really nice. We walked around Philly. There's not much to do compared to Boston. Like, I feel like it's a city that, like, my friend described it as a city that's not as commercially developed.
That's fair.
I think it's true. Like we both agreed that Philly has, like, a lot of potential for growth. But, yeah, it's a nice city. We saw the Liberty Bell.
That's cool.
The little bell with the crack. It was so anticlimactic. Let me tell you that. Like we were there for 5 minutes, took a picture with the bell, and left.
It's like it's like Plymouth Rock here in Mass. Like if you've seen it once, then you've seen it. Like,
yes.
Every time.
Yeah. So took our picture with the bell, walked around the city. I had a Philly cheesesteak, but not.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
Did you have
I had
a
it from Wawa though, so I don't think I don't know if that counts.
What are you doing?
I don't know if that counts. Yeah, I know, but. Yeah, I had a cute little cupcake, which I forgot the name of the shop, but it's called Red Terminal Station, like this little place where there's a lot of, like food, there's like a little food court.
Yeah.
And it for me, it gave the vibe of like a train station.
Okay.
And I thought it was really cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
But we were there, and yeah, I think it's a cute school. But yeah. I personally wouldn't like to be in Philly, just because like, I feel like it'll be a city where I would get bored a lot.
Yeah.
Like I feel like in Boston we have so many things to do, but like in Philly it's just not. I don't know.
Like I mean, in every single way, Philly is worse than Boston. Like
probably. I don't know. Like, also, one thing that shocked me though, like for Philly, for like it's an urban city, right?
Yeah.
But there's like no public transportation at all.
Okay, like, I've seen that because yeah. I saw on YouTube a while back. It's like mm-hmm. It's like a really fast time lapse of a guy going through Philly,
mm-hmm.
and it literally took him like a half hour to get through because the traffic is so bad and because they it's have no terrible, public transport.
Yeah. Like entering the city, we like reached a lot of traffic. Like it was bad.
Yeah.
And like they have tramways. Like on the road where you drive in the street, there's like train tracks.
Really?
Yeah, but it gives like, you know, like how the Green Line has like train tracks. It's yeah. like that, but on the road.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. So I don't know. That's what they have.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, mm-hmm. Philly's cool, I guess. If you go like, you know, to visit.
Have you been to Philly?
I haven't. No, okay. But it's in the plans for one day. I want to try to visit like every single like big city at least once in my life.
Yeah.
Like.
That's also a goal of mine.
I was mm-hmm. trying to say, like, maybe one day, like, I was talking to my dad about it. I want to go to Louisiana so bad because I met a guy from Louisiana yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I met him at work. His daughter is actually coming to Tufts. Mm-hmm. So I met him at my work, and we were just talking about that for a while. But he had the coolest accent I've ever heard.
The Philly accent?
No, Louisiana. Oh. Louisiana. Oh. No, oh, Philly
sorry.
Accent sucks.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're talking about Louisiana. Sorry.
No, Philly sucks. But. Please. Anyways, yeah, sorry.
Wait, you want to go like specifically to like New Orleans or something?
Yeah, I want to go to New Orleans, preferably, just because like it's super big on music there.
Oh,
like,
that is true.
It's super big on music, so I feel like that'd just be cool to at least like see once, have a little bit of the seafood there, you know, that kind of a thing.
Oh, that is so true. Like seafood boil.
I know. Okay. I know that you're big into seafood, so I mean.
Yes. Okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of places across the country, this right here. Is a song by a band called America.
Oh,
it's called nice. Another Try, and it's about listen to the lyrics. I don't want to get into that on the air. It sounds super fun. The lyrics are a little bit depressing. Anyways.
Oh wow. Okay.
All right. Enjoy this one, folks.
Hey, Daddy just lost his pay. What did he do it for? It never made it through our door. He drank the weep away. And what can a family say? There must be a better way. Now, mommy, don't start to cry. Let's give him another try. Pick up the telephone. Tell him you want him home to sit and watch the evenings pass and read in the leaves of grass. I'm caught in a closing door. It's pinning me to the floor. Now, mama, don't start to cry. Let's give him another try. Let's give him another try. the streets. There's music everywhere. A little old soul beat. There's dancing everywhere. I would tell the whole world, tell them if I could, to add a little song into each life. It's finger snapping good. Don't you lose it. We're gonna make a little music. Everything's gone, but now I people just a singing a cappella. Everything's gone, but now I people just a singing a cappella.
Thank you.
here comes the gardener. He's come to kill the flowers. The dawn of understanding. Wisdom is above his hours. Now, hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Don't 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 fly away.
Those last three songs that you guys heard were A Cappella by Van Dyke Parks, Hummingbird by Seals and Crofts, and that last song was No Me Sorprende by Rauw Alejandro.
First time listening for me, and I really, really liked it. So,
yes.
For you guys that don't know, I'm building one giant playlist of all the songs that I like. I've been building it since my freshman year of high school, and that was an immediate add to it. So, nice. good pick, Nick. I want to share a quick story of today that just, it really killed my mood. It killed my mood yesterday and today, but it also, it invigorated me, Nick. Okay, I'm getting
I'm scared.
So I've told this story to a lot of people as of late, but Nick hasn't heard it yet. So yesterday while I was at work, before I got into work, my dad went to Stop and Shop because he basically lives down there. And while he's down there, he sees this cashier who I love. She knows my dad now.
Yeah.
Whatever. And bagging for her is... I hope that she isn't listening. Because she doesn't listen to the radio. The most crotchety old hag possible.
Oh,
like,
my
known
God.
To man named Terry. And she... she just... She constantly, like, you know... I'm doing something right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm doing my job, and then she has something to complain about it. Because that's just how she is. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. She's old. I get it.
But whatever. Do you still like her? Like, is she...
No.
Oh, okay.
So I'll explain why.
All right.
So, anyways, I got the employee of the month, you know.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Whatever. Been there for a year. I kind of deserve it. So, anyways, Donna is talking to my dad, whatever, and at the end of the purchase, Donna's like, oh, my God, like, you know, Colin got employee of the month. That's awesome. Like, good for him. My dad's like, oh, yeah, you know, good for him, whatever. And Terry has the nerve to roll her eyes.
Oh.
And my dad was like, kind of odd. But Terry doesn't know that that's my dad, by the way.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay.
So, so then Terry goes, he does nothing around here. He's not a good worker. Like, whatever. And my dad was like, oh, like, whatever. And then she goes, I was bagging for him the other day. And he didn't do anything. He didn't bag for me at the same time. My dad was like, oh, like, you know, I'm going to kick his butt for that. Like, you know, whatever, joking around. Then Terry looks at him and goes, yeah, so I threw a bag at him. And I told him to make himself useful, which she did.
Oh, my God.
So my dad had a few choice words for her.
I'm curious to know what he said. What did he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, my God. But, okay.
But I will tell you after. So he had that to say, walked off, and as he was walking off, he heard Donna say to her, that was Colin's dad. Like, so that being said, I went into work today, and I talked to my manager about it.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask.
But like, not before Terry could grab my arm and profusely apologize to me because she realized how bad she screwed up. And she was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I owe you an apology. Like, she was, like, joking around. She's like, I was only joking around. And I was like, yeah.
Nah,
I was
she's like, just mad that it ended up being your dad.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Terry.
Damn.
Yeah. So, that was a...
Was it awkward? Like, clocked back in?
When I clocked in today, I did my best to avoid her. Like, literally, I was there a half hour early to talk to my manager. Mm-hmm. I expected it to be, like, a long conversation.
Yeah.
Took 2 minutes. And I was like, what do I do with the rest of this time? So I just, like, walked around the store and, like, got a drink and then just sat in the break room. And it was so bad being next to her because she was just, like, she kept on apologizing and trying to, like, make up for it. I was like, get out of here. Like...
No. What's done is done.
Seriously. I never, like, really liked her. But, like, I was always, like, super respectful of her. Like,
yes,
always,
of
like,
course. Yeah.
Thank you, Terry. Like, thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing that. Would you mind just doing this for me?
Yeah.
No. Like... Whatever.
Wow.
Old people, am I right?
Yes.
I'm kidding, because I know that I have some... No. I don't know who the members of the WMFO community are.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there, like, a way to figure out, like, age groups?
Imagine. You can't. I don't think so, at least. Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I know my parents, my aunt is probably listening, because she came up from Florida this weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what part of Florida is she from?
She is from... Oh, God. She's going to kill me for not knowing. Is it... oh, my God, it's not Deltona. What is it? Delray Beach in Florida. And it's super nice. I've been there before when I was young. Nice. Super nice, very cute. She has a miniature schnauzer puppy named Brady. He's adorable. Shout out Brady. Shout out Auntie Morgan. Love you. Love you too, Nana. So yeah, she's staying at home. It's really nice. Oh, it's nice having her home.
Mm-hmm. How long is she here for?
She's here until, what is it, Friday, I think.
Oh,
so okay. She's here for the week, which is really nice. She usually comes up, like, you know, once a summer.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I get happy when she comes up. It's nice.
That's cute.
So anyways, I don't know. Just wanted to share that. Don't know if the audience found that interesting, but
this isn't the first crazy story Colin has shared about working a Stop and Shop. By the way, I feel like it's crazy that you're still working there. But
yeah, you know. No, you're right. the fact that I just had a year there is kind of like ooh,
like you're God's stronger shoulder for that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Every day's a journey there, I guess. But I do. I genuinely do like it there. The coworkers. For the most part, besides, you know, that one specific individual, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely like working there. It's, mm-hmm. it's a fun environment, very relaxed. They work around my schedule, which is nice.
That, yeah.
So it's not super, you know.
I feel like it builds character.
Exactly. You know, you're exactly. working there. Exactly. Yeah. We're talking to my manager today, definitely built my backbone a little bit, so.
That's good.
Anyways.
Congrats again on Employee of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you. Amazing. I got that sweet $25 gift card.
Wow.
I know, right? I got that. I got a fancy little pin Aww. That says Associate of the Month. So, I don't know. It's cute or whatever. I love it there.
Yeah.
Love is a strong word. anyways, I don't know. I don't have anything else for you as of yet. Do you?
No.
Yeah, neither do
I'm
I.
I'm just shocked by the story. Like, it's one of many, guys. Yeah, really, yeah, like
one of many. I'm sure that you all hear them all when I'm on the show. Even tomorrow I'm working and I'm on the show again. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sure that you're going to hear a story. Okay. So, anyways, this next group is a Dutch prog rock group that I just discovered the other day with under 1,000 listeners on Spotify. Really wow. cool. Give this one a listen. I feel like you're gonna like it. All right, folks, get ready to groove.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Take a little chance.
Welcome back, everyone. We missed you. The last song that you listened to was, or sorry, the one before that was Chillin' by Mojo. And then the one that you just listened to was Sometimes You Win by Chic off of C'est Chic, their amazing album from 1978. So
really good music.
So, yes. Very groovy, fun summer music. I think that's the vibe that we're going for tonight.
Yeah.
So we were on the topic of cities earlier because I somehow weaseled Louisiana into the conversation. So what cities have you visited, Nick?
Me? Okay, so I visited... Well, I'm from New York. I didn't think I said that earlier.
No, you didn't, actually. Yeah, I typically ask people like where they're from, so... Yeah.
I'm from New York City, from the borough that's most hated. Shout out to Staten Island.
Shout out to Staten Island. You know what? They deserve respect.
Exactly, right?
So...
Yeah. So I'm from Staten Island. I've been living there for like the past 12 years. Mm-hmm. And so cities that I visited... So this year I was in San Francisco for spring break, which is my very first time going to the West Coast. It was a really cool experience. Like, I saw the Golden Gate Bridge. I got to see Alcatraz from afar. A very hilly city for sure.
Yeah.
Like, so many hills. Really? Like, nothing is flat. Yeah.
Interesting.
And I was visiting my friend who's the one at UPenn right now. Mm-hmm. Her hometown, she lives in Truckee, California. Mm. And she's like 30 minutes away from Reno. So I was also able to visit Reno in Nevada. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you went to Nevada.
I did go to Nevada.
That's so cool.
Yes.
How was that?
Okay, so let me tell you that like in California, like at least where my friend is from, again, like shout out again, Estefania. That city, like the altitude is like 9,000 feet.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy because and the way you can tell, right? So you know how, okay, a little stand moment here. So, oh my God. So you know how when the higher altitude you go, right?
Yeah.
Like air pressure decreases, right?
Yes.
So like my lotion bottles and everything, they're like, they were like puffy, like they were like.
Expanded.
Expanded. Yeah. Uh-huh. So like when I opened it, it went from the air that was in there. Yeah, it was funny. So that's how you know. And then the opposite happened. Like when we went, like when we decreased in altitude, it was like squished.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool though.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But what was I going with this? Okay. Yeah. So because it's at such high altitude, right? It was snowy and we went in like March. So I'm talking like 6 feet of snow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was insane. And since Nevada isn't like tundra, desert-ish. So like you can see how the scenery changes as you drive.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I always wanted to go to the West Coast just for like that kind of an experience because it just seems like it's a lot more diverse than, I mean, at least what we have in Mass. To say I have not traveled very far out of Massachusetts. I've been to New York City once on an 8th grade field trip. I've been to Florida multiple times because of Disney World. So I've been to
I've Orlando. Never been to Disney.
Yeah. That needs to change.
Yeah. It's like one of my like...
Little spring break moment this year. Like,
yeah. That'd I'm trying really to see fun. If I can make it happen. Like, go to Florida for spring break.
Yeah.
You know?
Visit, I mean, Disney World tickets are super expensive.
I know. Right it's now. Like $100+.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, my parents went down to Florida a couple months ago, or last month.
Yeah.
And they were trying to see, like, how much a day ticket would cost at, you know, Magic Kingdom or Epcot. It was, like, $184 per person.
It's insane.
Like, why? There is, like... Obviously, like, and that's just for admission, like, no food.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. So,
you're like, I'm not going to have, like, lunch with Mickey Mouse.
No, seriously.
In the castle.
Like, I don't know. It's not worth it.
I'd rather go to Six Flags. I don't know. I feel like people just go there for the experience, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just because it's Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, that being said, I'd still go back in a heartbeat. My family is, like, kind of talking about going back at some point.
Really?
Which I'm really excited for.
How many times have you been?
Oh, my God. I think that it's... seven Whoa. times. Yeah, we went our first in 2011 and then and since then we've been I think six other times if I'm not wrong, but I could be wrong. I could be undershooting, I don't know, but we've been quite a few times.
Yeah.
And each time it's been awesome. I love it's super fun there. Like, I know that, like, you know, Disney adult, like, you know, like whatever,
the little stereotype.
But I don't care. It's cute. Like, it's a lot of fun. And, like, I don't know, just the experience of going there. I think that you should try to have that at least once in your life. Experience the magic.
Okay, I'll add that to my bucket list.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. But where else have you been?
Okay, so West Coast, it was just that. San Francisco and Reno. Mm-hmm. And East Coast, okay, so... I've been to Albany.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing. Like, yeah. There's nothing there besides the city hall. Like, which is... I don't know why Albany's the capital of New York. Let's be honest. I feel like it should be New York City. It makes sense.
I don't know. It's some... revolutionary like whatever, but
yeah, Philly, obviously we talked about that. I've been to North Carolina. I was there last. It's not a city, like I was like some it was it's, I was in rural North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like I was like in the fields last year when I went to go visit a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was clean air, I'll say that.
Yeah,
it's a really nice place to be if you want to like leave the city. Mm-hmm. Which was nice. Where else have I been? Oh, Washington, D.C.
Oh,
have you been
God.
To D.C. before?
No, I haven't.
I've been there twice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I know.
We walked around, like, the Capitol building, like, saw, like, the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a lot of, like, European vibes.
Yeah.
It's, like, definitely different.
And yeah, no, it seems like it'd be... I want to visit there at least once in my life, too.
D.C., where else? I'm not sure. I think that's it. Like, Boston, obviously, like, we live
here.
Have you been to Providence? I have not been to Providence.
I haven't. Okay, I've never been to Rhode Island, which needs to change.
Wow, it's like right here.
I know, but like I've never been. I mean, like, I don't really like what's there?
That is true. Brown University.
Like,
that's
I guess,
it.
But like, I don't know. I have no urge to go there, personally. But whatever. Maybe I'll have to cross that off the bucket list one day. And I've been to like New Hampshire a bunch. So.
Oh, I have not been to New Hampshire.
What?
Are I heard serious? There's no sales tax there.
There isn't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
If you want to make like a big purchase, like a laptop.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we'll go up there one. We have to go to Hampton Beach over there, which is it's like the trashiest beach of all time.
Yeah.
But like, there's like a nice little like boardwalk where you can go to like shops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have like, you know, bongs.
My smokers out there, you know.
No, like exactly. It's kind of just like. They have a bunch of different stuff over there. It's really funny to just, like, walk around and be like, oh, like, wow, like, they're really selling that? Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know. It's really funny to just walk around. Mm-hmm. We should go there one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, okay, getting sidetracked. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. So, we have, like, speaking of Staten Island previously, we have a listener right now from Staten Island. His name is Josue. Yeah, he's... a cool person. I love him so much. I talk to him a lot. Mm-hmm. What else can I say about him? He's pre-med. We're starting the same thing. He's Ecuadorian. He's a family member. So.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he's listening to us right now as we speak.
How cute is that?
Yeah.
Little family to family moment. Mm-hmm. I love doing that on the air.
Yeah,
I love hearing people give shout-outs.
I gave 3 shout-outs so far.
That's fine. I did much more than that in like my first few broadcasts. Shout out to my auntie Maureen. Shout out to my nana. Shout out to my dad, my mom, Gavin. If he's listening, I hope that he is, but he probably doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's cute. It's cute or whatever.
I'm pretty sure Mara doesn't care if I read this.
Oh.
But I just got a text from her when I said shout out to the stoners. She goes, I'm so stoned right now. So,
all right, yeah.
So, what else is there to do, you know?
Yeah, I'm seriously in Medford. Medford during the summer.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 2 more songs, so we'll do this one and we'll shout out. We'll send ourselves off at the end of the next one.
Yes.
So this one is called please excuse me for butchering this. Te Solté la Rienda by Jose Alfredo Jimenez.
Okay, you ate.
No. Okay, I did. Okay. So.
Nice.
It's so fun. I heard it in Picante, and I was like, this is so good.
I had Picante for dinner today.
Oh.
I had their nachos.
Anyways, listen to this one, folks.
Voy a dejarte el mundo para ti solita. Como al caballo blanco le solté la rienda. A ti también te suelto y te me vas ahorita. Y cuando al fin comprendas que el amor bonito lo tenías conmigo, vas a extrañar mis besos en los propios brazos del que esté contigo. Vas a sentir que lloras sin poder siquiera derramar tu llanto. Y has de querer mirarte en mis ojos claros que quisiste tanto, que quisiste tanto. Cuando se quiere a fuerza rebasar la meta y se abandona todo lo que se ha tenido, como tú traes el alma con la rienda suelta, ya crees que el mundo es tuyo y hasta me das tu olvido. Y cuando al fin comprendas que el amor bonito lo tenías conmigo, vas a extrañar mis besos en los propios brazos del que esté contigo. Vas a sentir que lloras sin poder siquiera derramar tu llanto, y has de querer mirarte en mis ojos claros, que quisiste tanto, que quisiste tanto, que quisiste tanto. Te solté la rienda.
All right, everyone. While this is playing, we just want to say goodbye to you. Thank you for joining us for this awesome show. Thank you, Nick, for joining me.
Of course. It was a lot of fun. This will not be the first time.
Exactly. This is not going to be the last time.
Last time, my bad. Damn.
Let's groove out to a little bit of LCD Sound System. That's the title of the song, Daft Punk is Playing at My House. Thank you, LCD Sound System. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Listening. Good night, everyone. Drive safe.
Good night.
Scrub behind your ears.
I'll show you the ropes, kids, show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage. Well, that funk is playing in my house, my house. You got to set them up, kid, set them up. Set them up.
from the bus. Didn't think